Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited you're with me today. I am in Alaska, and it's absolutely beautiful here. You can kind of see the water behind me, a lot of big blue sea. And this is a very, very special week because we have passed through halfway through the month of Sivan. And as you guys know, the month of Sivan is about us being the covenant people of God, that we are indeed his royal priesthood in his holy nation. And so wouldn't it be true then, if this is who God's people are, that there would be an enemy that has come against our identity? Come on, somebody help me. If you've been watching the news lately in America, we're having an identity war. Who are we? What are we called to do? Why are we here? And so I find it's so interesting, because anytime that we want to know what God is doing, all we have to do is listen to how loud the enemy screams. When he screams loudly, he's actually exclaiming a shred of truth. And so, as many of you have been hearing about the No King's Day, or the No King But Jesus, woohoo, hallelujah, I'm for that one. We are understanding that we are in exactly the time and season that we should be, according to the Hebrew calendar, because we have just passed through the time where the Israelites came to the base of Mount Sinai, and they had to make a commitment to come into agreement with who God is as their identity. Come on, somebody help me. See, they had no identity in Egypt as that of slaves. They were stripped of who they were as the chosen people of God, the Israelites, and they were put under bondage and slavery. But God himself called them out in Exodus chapter 19, and I want to go there right now because I want you guys to literally hear specifically what they had to say to God. And I've said this in prior weekly words, if you've heard them over the last couple of weeks, but I think it's important to bring this up now, especially with the tumultuous things that are happening right now, you know, in America, but all over, okay? So just chart this wherever you're at, whatever country you're in right now, because, see, God keeps up with his Hebrew calendar, so he's always teaching us through revealing who he is in each and every month, okay? So this month of Sivan is the month of revelation. It's a month where he is bringing forth these gems of wisdom, these diamonds of truth about who we are. And who we are is related to who he is, okay? Now remember, the Israelites didn't know this when they came out of bondage, right? They didn't know who they were, and God had to come and rescue them. And so in Exodus 19:5, God tells Moses to bring the people to the base of Mount Sinai. And what does he say? He says, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Then if you fast forward to the New Testament, this is what Peter said as well when he called the people out after they had gone to the upper room and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and became one with the Lord. That would have been in Acts chapter 2, right? And then they were sent out. So we are in an identity development phase, all right? And God is preparing a place for us that is very special. See, if you travel along with the Hebrew calendar, you're traveling along with what God is doing every month for an entire year. So this time right now, it is not unusual that the enemy would be exclaiming, people of the king, raise up. Oh my God, somebody help me in this place. Okay, you need to share this video right now, okay? So the enemies come against President Trump, all right? And we understand that. But President Trump, first off, he's not trying to be a king. No king doesn't take a salary, okay? I mean, come on, there's a thousand reasons why President Trump is not representative of the king. But Jesus is our king, right? And this time on the Hebrew calendar, what would the enemy be doing? He'd be taunting us, the people of God, to stand up and be a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Come on, somebody high-five me right now. See, we are in a time, and right around Father's Day. What does Father's Day represent? The father represents the identity of the family. Come on, somebody help me out. The father is representative of the identity that is to be worn by the family. So we're in an identity exclamation week. Who are we? Who are we as the people of God? And the enemy sets up this day. No King's Day, okay? And begins to start taunting people about, or the people of God. Are you going to rise up? Basically, this is what's being said. So what's happening? The people of God are rising up, right? No King but Jesus Day. Hallelujah. We're going to come back at the No King's Day. Now listen, this is not a surprise, because when you know the Hebrew calendar, you know what God is doing. So anytime God has his people make a covenant commitment with him, the enemy's always going to come and test it. The enemy's going to come and test what it is that's been said about us. So in Exodus 19, they received the invitation to come to the mountain to receive their identity. And if they could agree with who God is, they would receive his identity. And his Ten Commandments would become their lifestyle agreement. All right? Same thing, fast forward to Acts chapter 2. If they went to the upper room and they were obedient to go there and to wait and tarry, they would receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is God himself, the power of the Holy Spirit, God himself becoming one with humanity and making humanity have an identity of the King. So it is not odd that we would have something called No King's Day. Somebody help me in this place, right? Okay? Because what the enemy is doing, and enemy always throws a twist, right? Because he's using it like he's coming against us, but really what he's doing is God is using this evil to cause us to raise up and say, no, we have a king. And guess what? He's King Jesus. And we are the sons and daughters of the royal priesthood. We are the sons and daughters of the King. Come on, I'm getting super excited right now, because this enemy is causing us, the people of God, to come forth and to stand forth and be who God has called us to be. Now, how does this relate to you this week? Well, in accordance with the Hebrew calendar, if we fast forward to Exodus chapter 23, there's seven blessings. They're called seven blessings of the Passover, or they be seven blessings of Pentecost. Technically, on the Hebrew calendar, they're really more in line with what happens after Pentecost, okay? But because of the Passover, because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we enter into covenant agreement, okay? Then when we obey God and we go where he tells us to go, we receive his fullness, the fullness of his identity. And that's what happened when we chose to go to the upper room and receive the baptism by fire. Come on, that was June 8th, all right? And this is only a week later, and what's happening? We're being challenged in our identity, all right? Come on, this is good news, folks, because you're going to stand in who you are. Come on, I know you are. Right now, you know, you've been wrestling around over the weekend, you know, and the whole No King's Day and all that kind of thing, and only King Jesus we're going to serve, because only King Jesus we do serve. You know, God is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we are his sanctuary. So let's fast forward to Exodus 23. Okay, so we come from 19. This is who you are. Come into agreement with who you are. I love that God gives us his identity. Somebody get excited about this. We are born a people into sin with no identity. We don't know who we are. And we're looking for it everywhere. We've got people that are trying to tell us who we are. And if we're weak and we don't know and we don't know Jesus, we're going to come into alignment with a false identity. Come on, we see it happening all the time. How many people are falling prey to what Satan is offering as far as false identity? All you have to do is see that God tells us he's going to bring us into this beautiful place, this place of milk and honey, this promised land. And he needs us to know who we are before we take that land. Why? See, we pray for all these great things to happen to us, but if you don't know who you are before the great things happen, you're just going to squander them. You're just going to sell them. You're just going to use them for your own means and not for the good of the kingdom. Come on, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I'll come back to that in a minute. But where is God calling us to be? He is preparing us to move in to the destiny that he has for us. That's Exodus 23. Now let me read that to you, because that's a very, very important one. Okay, so he says this. He says, listen, I am going to send my angel to go before you. Okay, so Exodus 23:20. There's seven blessings during this time. Okay, so he's saying these blessings because he's getting ready to take him into the promised land. And it's going to take him a long time to get there because their identity is weak and needs to be established. But what God is doing is he's sending an angel before them. So this is important for you to know. During this time, there will be angels that God will assign to you for the next levels of the destiny that he has for you. We go from glory to glory, so you're getting new angels, okay? In this passage, he's talking about the angel of the Lord. Okay, it's a very, very powerful angel. So this angel of the Lord is leading the people into the place that God has prepared. Now, God's not going to prepare a place for us that is less than. He can't, because he's more than. And if he's a more than God and we take on his identity, then the place he's taking us is more than. Okay, somebody help me out here. Okay, so he says in Exodus 23:20, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Wow. Well, God's prepared a place for you. He's prepared a place for his royal kingdom, his royal citizens, his holy nation. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if thou will indeed obey the voice of this angel of the Lord and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to his enemies and an adversary unto his adversaries. Come on, come on, royal priesthood. God's going to fight the battle, right? For my angel shall go before thee and bring you into the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. So see, God is giving us a prophetic word right now, right? He's saying, listen, if you'll just stand and be who I'm calling you to be, I'm going to fight this battle. When we enter into identity with God, when we become one with him, he does it all for us. Listen, he takes the hard out of the hard, and he makes it easy because he goes before. See, he's sending an angel before to prepare a place for his people. Come on, you and I are his people. And then he has a specific place of preparation for you to fulfill the destiny that he's called you to, which is an asset to the kingdom. So there's two things going on here. There's a global movement of God bringing us into the place for this year, 5785, before we enter into 5786, okay? And then there is the individuals, and all the individuals represent the fullness of the royal priesthood and the holy nation. So high five me. Come on, you get an angel. Yes, you do. You get an angel. And we get an angel cumulatively or globally, but then there's also the angels of individual assignment that God has for us. All right, so this is exciting. And he's prepared a place. Now, I want to talk to you about that place of preparation. That place of preparation, okay, that word prepared is the word kun, and it means to stand up erect. It means to set up. It means to establish, prepare, and apply. It means to be prosperous. Come on. Now, why is it always that God's taking us to a prosperous place? Because he can't help himself, because he is prosperous. And if you're going to connect yourself to a prosperous God, then he's going to take you to a prosperous place. It's a place of blessing. It's a place of kingdom. It's a place of healing and wholeness. Because if you continue to read down these seven blessings that he's giving, everything he says, I'm going to give to you. Like, I'm going to give you a healthy life. I'm going to give you a long life. I'm going to help you sustain in every way. I'm going to help you to be prosperous. Just read Exodus 23:20-33. Those seven blessings, right? And those seven blessings are what he promises to give us from the Passover and the Pentecost, all right? So this is very, very important. But you have to make an agreement that you're going to come into alignment with him. Come on, if somebody's watching this right now and you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is the time. Maybe you've doubted. Maybe you've questioned. Maybe you have received Jesus, but you've walked away. it's time to renew your identity. Come on, it's time to stand up to the plate and renew your identity and properly position yourself. You need to be saying, you know what? I know and I believe and I understand that God sent his one and only precious son to die on the cross, to shed his blood, be buried and resurrected, that I might be saved, that I might be saved from the curse of the fall of man, that I might be saved of sin, that I might be saved of my mistakes, that I might come into union with a holy and righteous God who's going to give me his identity. And his identity is a royal identity. Come on. Forget this no King's Day. All that is exclaiming who the people of God are to rise up. There's only one king, no king but Jesus. Come on, I'm getting excited. All right, so God's preparing this place. Now listen, this place of preparation for you, for me, is a prosperous place, is a place of milk and honey. It's a place of strawberry fields. It's a place that is absolutely amazing. Pomegranates and all the milk and everything that we've imagined. Diamonds in the hills, right? This place. But listen, why would God want us to manage a place that we don't have his identity for? Come on, somebody needs to help me here. This is where I'm teaching you. See, we cry out for that place, and it's right that you should do that because that is your inheritance. But in order to manage a right inheritance, you have to have a right identity. Now, where do you get your identity from? From you? From how you've thought about yourself? Or what somebody's told you you are? No, from the Word of God. The Word of God tells you who you are because it tells us who God is. This is why he sat on the mountain and said, call them to the mountain. They don't know who they are. I'm going to tell them who they are, and I'm going to give them their boundaries. I'm going to give them their Ten Commandments. I'm going to help them establish themselves in covenant with me so I can take them to a prosperous place. Because otherwise, all they're going to do is worship idols. All they're going to do is squander everything that I give them. They're going to make a mess of themselves because they haven't been trained properly. Come on, that's you and I. See, we're born into sin. There's not one person on this planet that was not born into sin. This is why it's time to repent. If you think that you do everything right, you're a liar because you do not. See, we have to recognize every day we need the Lord to bring us that relationship with conviction that we might have an identity like our Father. If you think less of yourself, if you're engaged in activities that are sinful or negative, it is time to get on your knees and say, Father, I'm not doing the right thing and I can't get my life in order. Come on, I need somebody to repair right here. Just say, I cannot get my life in order. I need some help. Or I see the hope in the future, but I don't know how to get there. Here's the good news. Repent now. Ask for forgiveness. Receive again a revelation. This is the month of revelation. A conscious understanding of who you are, that you might rise up, cling to your Father, cling to his identity, that he might take you in to the next levels. Come on, this is a good Father's Day message right here. This is a good revelation of who we are called to be as the sons and daughters of the King. That's what this whole time is about, this whole middle of Sivan. It's testing the people. Are we who we say we are when we come to the mountain? Are we who we say we are when we go to the upper room? Come on, there's so many tests surrounding you. I know you've been listening to me for weeks and you're going, man, Ken is talking about tests before this and now there's tests after it. There's always tests and warfare that's going on. As you grow in your relationship with the Lord, you're going to learn to discern the differences between the two of them. And you're going to learn to know that they're all so that we can come back home to the place of who we are as the sons and daughters of the King. Now let me talk to you about coming home, because this is a really, really good parable that helps us understand what's happening at this time. See, God wants all of his sons and daughters to come into union with him, to be made one and whole with him. It was even the prayer that Jesus prayed in the book of John. Let them be one, Father, as we are one. See, God wants us to be one. We're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. And so we find this parable in Luke chapter 15. It's the parable of the two sons, right? And it's a very, very interesting parable, and you can take it in a lot of different directions. But I'm talking to you about the place that God is preparing for you, all right? The place that he's preparing for us is our inheritance, sons and daughters. It's a promised place. It's the promised land. And that word promise means a future to come, a promise to come, a blessing to come, okay? It's a future for us, all right? So in Luke chapter 15, and you can read that yourself, but I'm just going to read to you about the son who actually didn't know who he was, and he didn't figure it out until he left the father. All right, the other son kind of knew who he was. He's got his own issues, okay, the son that stayed. But the son that went, he's really representative of a lot of us. So it says that this son received his inheritance from his father. But because he didn't know his identity, he ran off and squandered it all. Come on, this is why we have to have these times where we find out who we are and we stand for that. In Luke chapter 15, verse 18, the parable of the lost son, he gets a revelation. Thank God for a revelation. He comes to himself and he realizes, why am I sitting here eating out of pig troughs? I've squandered all my money. I'm not sure who I am, but I will remember my father. I will remember my home. Come on. Somebody else can preach this message. You know where I'm going with this. He had to remember. So it says in Luke 15, 18 through 24, he says, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to my father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. Whoa. This son came in humility. Is somebody coming in humility today to the father? Are you just saying, oh, father, I squandered it all. I didn't know who I was. I gave it away. I did what I shouldn't do. I need to come into union with you. Okay. So he says, make me as one of the hired servants. He wants to come back, and he'll come back lowly. And he arose and he came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him. Whew, when he was a great way off. See, we only have to come a little bit toward God, and he will run to us. And it was a great way off. His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Wow, that just makes me want to cry, like right now. I mean, can you imagine the father? I need you to just time out for a second. Can you imagine you've sinned and you've done what's wrong? And you've humbled yourself just a little bit, just enough, right? Because people who have been proud, they can only humble themselves just a little bit, right? It's just a little bit of faith. And they say, and he comes to the father, and when the father sees him a long way off, the father runs to him. Why? Because the father was waiting for him. Come on, I could just, God is waiting for you to come back to him. He's waiting for you to say, you are my father. Come back to me now in Jesus' name. Okay, so you're my father. He says, I've sinned against heaven. This is what he said. The son says, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, look, the father didn't even answer him. He just speaks to the servants, bring forth the best robe, and I will put it on him. And I will put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and now he is alive again. And he was lost, and now he's found. And then they all rejoiced. Come on. If somebody's watching this right now, listen, you're not lost. You're not lost. You're not lost. All you got to do is just say, God, I only got a little bit of faith, and I want to come to know you. And listen, he's going to run from really far off, because this is the dad. The dad is the best, and he's prepared a place for you already, and he sent an angel ahead of you, and the angel has come, and the angel has come to bless you and to prepare a place for you. But you got to get your heart right. You got to just say, you know what? I don't know. And listen, I'm talking to somebody out there. I'm talking to somebody that's in a ditch. And I'm even talking to somebody who's kind of on a mountaintop but has got a lot of pride right now. It's time to lower yourself and get in that place where you can say, I don't know who I am, but I want the prosperity, and I want the hope, and I want the future. Come on. What God offers us is so much better than where you're at right now. He is so good. And if you can be set up in a way, in a space where you can just humble yourself just a little bit, he's going to run for you. Because that's who the Father is. The Father runs. The Father runs. The Father is the King, the one and only King.
And he is the King, King Jesus. And he wants you for his one and his only. Come on, I can feel it right now. I feel that shift in the spirit. Listen, if you're receiving Jesus for the very first time, the word says, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, all you have to do is believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, you will be saved. It is never too late to come to the base of the mountain, or it's never too late to go up to the upper room and say, I'm ready to receive. Whew, I can feel that right now. Hallelujah. Come on, some of you got some friends, share this video. People are confused right now, but you need not be confused. Right along with the Hebrew calendar, this is what God is asking us to do. He's asking us to commit to our identity as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. It's time to stop questioning. It's time to get out and to read these Ten Commandments. Listen, I'm feeling the fire right now. I'm going to read these Ten Commandments to you. Exodus chapter 19. Let's go there right now. Let us confess together that we are the royal priesthood and the holy nation. I'm sorry, it's Exodus chapter 20. Okay, 20 is where the Ten Commandments are. 19, he calls it to the mount. Okay, I'm going to read these. Come into agreement with me here. The Ten Commandments. I know we've torn them off of our buildings. We've done some stupid stuff. Stupid stuff in the name of having no boundaries and being like people who are reckless. Who wants to be reckless? Who wants to be reckless and harmful? The people need boundaries. We need to know who we are, why we're here, and what we're supposed to do. And everyone on the planet needs to know that. And people are searching. They're searching for it in alcohol, in drugs, in pornography, in homosexual behavior, in lewdness, in crudeness, in evil and in destruction. People are seeking, who am I? This is a fatherless generation. There's people that are running around. They don't know who they are. And if you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going. And you sure and don't have a place prepared for you that is going to be prosperous like you want it to be if you can't come to a place of confession. I'm just getting real with you right now. See, these people had to humble themselves. The Israelites had to humble themselves. They had to recognize. God brought them through that wilderness and humbled them to test them, to prove them, to see what was in their heart, whether or not they would obey his commandments, whether or not they would understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord, why he was preparing them for this place, the place of the promise. But we need to be trained to live in the place of promise. Come on, you are not born to be able to live in the place of promise. Somebody needs to humble themselves here. See, and when we come to that place, then we know, I don't know who I am. Come on, I'll walk you all through the Hebrew calendar for a whole year. There are plenty of times where we say, God, who am I? I don't know who I am. Listen, we just went through that just like last month in the month of ER. They were like, who am I, right? See, this is a process. Who am I? Then we had to reestablish our boundaries. Then we came to the mountain. Now we've come past the mountain, and now we have a test. Another one again. We're tested before the mountain. We're tested after the mountain. But now the enemy is out there hollering, hoo-hoo, who's the king? Who's the king? And he's doing it in evil ways. And we, the children of the king, need to stand up because the king goes before us. The angel goes before us and prepares the way for where he's taking us. Come on, this is getting exciting right now. So let me read to you. Exodus. These are the Ten Commandments. Come into agreement with me. Exodus chapter 20. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, who, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Come on. So listen, he identifies himself as being the one that has done that. Then he says, have no other gods before me. You shall not make any graven image or any likeness of anything that is heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. See why we should love him and keep his commandments? It's because he's saying, I'm giving you your identity. You're an identity. You people, you got your identity stripped in the Garden of Eden. I did too. When I say you people, I mean me people, okay? I'm just as humble in this process. I'm just as much of a sinner that asks for forgiveness, that asks to be set free, okay? Everything I'm saying to you is because it's me too. Come on. All right? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. This is Exodus 20, verse 7. Then 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within the gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And he rested on the seventh day. And wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath, and he hallowed it. Whew. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth you. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is his neighbor's. And all the people saw after this the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, and the people saw it, and they removed and they stood afar off. These people were afraid. They were afraid when they came to the mountain. But here's the good news. Fast forward to Hebrews chapter 12. But we have not come to the mountain that's on fire like that with thunderings, but we have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem with the myriad of angels. See, this is why this is this time. We have come to our God who is a consuming fire, who baptizes us with fire. We become one with him in the Holy Spirit. And then we are sent out to do what? To exclaim that we are the sons and daughters of the King, and we have come to rule and reign. Wherever you're at in this process, that is your identity. You are the son and the daughter of the King. Be no more in an identity crisis, especially if you've received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He gave his life that we might be united with the Father to receive his identity, that we might walk in strength and power, fullness of his righteousness and his peace and his joy, into the place that he has prepared for us. It is a good place. It is a good land. It is the land of milk and honey. Come on, you need to share this with a friend. This will explain the whole No King's Day and the No King but Jesus Day. Come on, but every day is No King but Jesus Day. Come on, it's time for the people of God to stand up, rise up. You are the kingdom of the Most High God. Know your identity in him. This is a month where identity gets shaken, but you can pass the test. And you can rise above by saying, I know I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He is my King. I'll serve no other. I'll bow my knee to no other. I'll only engage in bringing righteousness, peace, and joy into the earth today. And I will follow the Ten Commandments as best I can, Lord. I come into covenant agreement with you. And when I break them or when I fall, I will come to you in humility, and you will run far off and wrap me in your arms and put your robe around me, and you'll cut the fattened calf for me and hold a banquet, because I've come back in humility to you. Come on, folks, that's a process. Give me a high five. Listen, this is a good day today. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. All right, share this with a friend. Somebody needs to hear, what is God doing in the month of Sivan? All right, now you need to join me this week for my Ascend classes. Want to know more about every single month on the Hebrew calendar and how to ascend, how to live in those heavenly places? Join me on Thursday, June 19th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's free. F-R-E-E. I can't get any better than that. I can't give you any more than free. All you have to do is sign up. We're going to send you a Zoom link and you can come on with me. I want to meet you this Thursday. I want to meet you and I want to say hello to you, and I want to introduce you to some others, because this is going to be a great time. It always is. It's always a time of iron sharpening iron and us coming together, learning and growing. I have apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers all over the world. Come on. So come and join me. If you don't yet have a copy of my book, you're missing out. 365 prophetic revelations from a Hebrew calendar. Find out what God is doing every single week on the Hebrew calendar. You want to know the times and seasons. You want to know what this is all about. You want to bring heaven to earth and be in Kairos time. Then listen, get a copy of that book. just click the link below. If you're out of the country, go to Amazon. If you're in the country, please come to my website. It's helpful to me. Go to CandaceSmithman.com. Get yourself a copy of the book. I also have MP3 files there. Lots of other teachings on angels, on the supernatural, on ascension. There's so much. And you can join us for our Dream Mentors classes. What are those? There's classes where you learn all about soul transformation and we prepare you to be an excellent people helper. Listen, if you're a pastor, a leader, a small group teacher, if you just want to learn and grow yourself because you just got to get out of your mess, come and join us for soul transformation or our 101 class. We have 101, 201, 301, 401. Come on, once you get in with this, you're going to learn and you're going to grow, but you're going to have materials to take to the people that God is sending you to help. We have got the whole setup, and then you can become a ministry affiliate with us, and we can teach you how to have a kingdom business that you can be a kingdom life coach. All right, come on. I'm getting excited. Go to dreammentors.org or go to CandaceSmithman.com. Click on that link for Dream Mentors. Somebody's going to get in touch with you. We have coaches. Go to our website, and you can find out how you can be a coach too. Or how you can be coached, how you can be helped. Come on, this is awesome. All right, listen. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You'll lend to many and you'll borrow from none. Why? You are the royal priesthood, the holy nation, the sons and daughters of the King. He goes before you. He goes behind you. He's your inheritance. He's your father. He is the one and only King. All right, be blessed. You're highly favored, and I will see you next week.